Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, as you know. Thrilled that we have had added Bill O'Reilly's updates throughout the course of the day, three separate times. Each and every day we're airing that. I'm happy to say that Bill is joining us. Bill, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Nice to talk to you again. How you been?
I have been well. I'm trying to figure out what we tackle first. Do you want to talk about one of our favorite films, The Godfather?
Yeah, Fredo, right?
Yeah.
He's misunderstood, I think, Fredo.
Yeah, is that what it is? Misunderstood?
Yeah, he's misunderstood. And look, I've been the target of this kind of stuff for decades, and it's no fun.
Right.
You know, at one point when I was on a Fox News channel, I had to have security guards actually in my house 24/7. And one of the reasons that I don't regret leaving cable news is because of that.
Right.
Wherever you go, you're looking over your shoulder. There are nuts everywhere. And I know Cuomo. I don't agree with his philosophy.
Right.
But I don't think he and his family should be subjected to this kind of stuff. But it all goes back to Donald Trump. I mean, that's what's happening here. The hatred in the country is worse than at any time since the Civil War. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Right.
And the media is driving that hatred.
Well, talk about what we're seeing, though, on CNN. You've got Chris Cuomo, who I agree with you. You're out with your family. He should be left alone. His family should certainly be left alone. But he is one of those guys leading the charge on CNN, along with Stetler and some of these other ones, attacking the Trump family day in and day out. Is he simply reaping and sowing and sowing and reaping?
You might put a karma tag on him. And he's certainly a provocateur.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But I always say, and I think people need to listen to what I'm going to say now.
Yeah.
You don't justify bad behavior by committing other bad behavior.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. And I'm not expecting people to be weeping over Chris Cuomo's ordeal.
Right.
But I don't think this is the country, this kind of country we want to live in. I just don't. Look, I've been doing hard-hitting commentary, and now we're doing it on your station for the O'Reilly Update every day, for 25 years. And I don't do the personal stuff. I never go in that way.
Right.
And I don't think there's anybody been more successful in a commentary arena than me. So it doesn't have to be that way. But now it's personal with Donald Trump. It's almost like going back to The Godfather when Tom Hagen turns to Santino and goes, "It's business, not personal, Sonny." All right? So you get a climate that, you know, excuses this kind of behavior. Somebody's going to get killed. And I really believe that all Americans should say enough.
Well, I think you're right on this, that it is time to say enough. But let's talk about how the Democrats have decided to run this campaign, because what they've done now, and I look, I've never seen this before. I'm not saying it hasn't happened before, but I certainly don't remember it, where the cost of admission to the Democrat platform, to the Democrat primary, to the debates on television, is to say Donald Trump is a racist. And it just seems to me that every one of those folks has now gotten on board with that. Forget policies or issues or anything else. It's all about how Donald Trump is a racist. And I think he can say a lot of things about Donald Trump, and they don't all have to be positive. But good Lord, I don't think the man's a racist.
Well, and you're going to be backed up on my upcoming book in September, The United States of Trump, where I'll take you through all of this nonsense and garbage and why it's happening and who's doing it. And you're absolutely right that this thing has escalated to a point now where he's not just a racist, he's a white supremacist.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
Okay, so now he wants to eradicate you in some way or harm you in some way if you're not a Caucasian. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just insane. I wrote a column comparing the insanity to the Loch Ness monster hysteria in Scotland in 1933. And it's on BillO'Reilly.com, and I hope all your listeners will take the time to go read it. But it goes back to the same thesis that the press is furious that this man has power.
Yeah.
And they are going to do anything and everything to make sure he loses it. And if that means creating violence, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think it's bad now. Where do you see what happens in the fall when this campaign really heats up?
Wow. I want to remind everybody that the O'Reilly Update is now airing on our radio station, News Radio WRVA. We're airing it three times a day, once in the morning, once in middays, once during our afternoon program. I also want to remind everybody that you can read the wonderful stuff from Bill, order the books at BillO'Reilly.com. Now, tell me about the United States of Trump, because you and the president, you're not strangers.
No, I just saw him on Saturday. He did a big fundraiser on Long Island where I live, and I covered it as a reporter. I didn't go to the fundraiser. I never give money to any politician. And I was the only national reporter there. The Trump campaign didn't want the national news there. Mm-hmm. But they gave me admission because I know him.
Right.
And during his speech, which was 40 minutes, I mean, he mocked me for about 10 minutes of the 40. I was sitting there right in front of him, so he had a good target, going, oh, you give me such a hard time, and you do this, and you do that, and what's the matter with you? He was doing it funny. It was funny, and crowd loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have known him for more than 30 years. I can bring a very good perspective to the man and how he conducts himself and how he got power, which is probably the most amazing political story I've seen in my lifetime.
Hmm.
So the book comes out September 24th, huge run.
Right.
I think everybody by that time will have heard about it. And if you really care about the president and who he really is, you don't have to like him. I mean, this is not a pro-Trump or an anti-Trump book. This is a history book.
Right.
And as you know, Jeff, we've sold 17 million history books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in pretty good shape there. I think people trust when I tell them something, it's true.
Right. Right. Now, I want to remind everybody about some of the other stuff that that you have put out there. The Killing series. I mean, such an amazing, absolutely wonderful page-turning series of books. Anything new on that front that you're working on?
Yeah, we have one already finished.
Okay.
I'm going to make an announcement probably in the fall about what it is. The problem with those books is if I announce what it is now, someone will steal the idea. That happened with Killing Jesus. So we got to keep it buttoned up. But we delayed this year's Killing book because the United States of Trump was such an urgent product to get out there.
Yeah.
So, but we do have one already written, and then we have one more to deliver, as they say.
Okay.
So that'll be 10.
Wow.
That. And it's been a fun journey for me. I hope your listeners like the books.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm the most successful nonfiction author in history. And then some wise guy said, well, what about the Bible? And I said, well, there were many authors of that. So anyway, you know, the Killing books have really been, as a former high school teacher, history teacher, you know, I was able to really make history, I think, come alive to people and very satisfying.
Yeah, they're great books. I have a number of them that I have read. I've passed on to my oldest guy who actually starts Stanford in September. And
now he's going to need it, boy, if he's going out there.
Oh, I know. He's parachuting behind enemy lines. But hey, now I want to know if you have watched any of the Showtime series, The Loudest Voice, about Roger Ailes. Nothing? No.
Look, here, and this is personal, very personal to me. Roger is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And what his family, his wife, his widow, and his son have gone through is just indescribable, the pain they've gone through. I don't know what Roger Ailes did or did not do.
Right.
Not privy to any of that. I do know that the people who put this thing together are haters.
Yeah.
All right? They hated Fox News and they hated Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
So why would I watch? And the most satisfying thing about my decision is that nobody else watched either.
Mm.
It's the biggest bomb that Showtime has had in decades. CBS, which financed it, is going to lose $15 million. And it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch.
And the only thing better would have been had they lost $20 million.
You know, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of deceit in this. And people in America should say, all right, the guy is dead.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So you're dancing on his grave for money?
Yep.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah.
No.
You know what, Bill? Isn't that part of why Donald Trump is president? Is that there's so many of us who said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this nonsense. I'm sick and tired of people whizzing on my leg, telling me it's raining, right? I mean, it's all about saying enough is enough.
Donald Trump was elected for two reasons. Number one, Hillary Clinton was one of the worst presidential candidates in the history of the Republic.
Yeah.
She was awful. Couldn't connect with anyone. And number two, you're exactly right, Jeff. The people said, look, I've had enough of these people, all right? They never do what they say they're going to do. It's all about being slick.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy who comes in, and like him or not,
right,
he's trying to do what he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
All right? He's not deceiving you. Now, is he doing it the right way? You can debate that. And I respect the opposition to Trump on some fronts.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not trying to hurt people.
Right.
See, that's the core of this. The press and the media is so corrupt now, trying to convince Americans that this guy's trying to hurt Americans. No, he's not.
Right.
I know that for a fact. I mean, I know that.
Yeah.
Now, his policies may be misguided,
mm-hmm.
and if the economy goes south, he won't be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not trying to hurt anybody. And this is the grand deceit. This is the fraud that's being perpetuated on the public.
Yeah. Well, I want to remind everybody that the O'Reilly Update now airs at 5:47 a.m., 11:47 a.m., 5:47 p.m. You can always check out everything that Bill is doing at BillO'Reilly.com, BillO'Reilly.com. Coming in September, the United States of Trump. We've got two more in the Killing series. And, Bill, as always, we love having you here, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do it again soon.
Anytime, Jeff. I really like talking to you. You're a real pro. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you, sir. That is Bill O'Reilly. We love Bill, and make sure you are here for the O'Reilly Update. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.